12,647, Jason Satterfield seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-34, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Shawnee Drive within the Blackwater Village subdivision. The 911 address is 34060 Shawnee Drive, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 301. The applicant is seeking a 4.1 and a 4.7-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard and a 2.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Mr. Sharp, for case number 12647 and 12648, I will have to recuse myself due to a conflict. So I will turn the floor over to Dr. Carson.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm. See you later.
Good evening.
And I don't know if you'd like to pass the gavel to Dr. Carson so he doesn't have to bang the table.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Satterfield, please come join us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Please sworn in, please. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, it's Jason Satterfield, 34060 Shawnee Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 10939.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Floor is yours, sir.
Thank you very much. My name is Jason Satterfield. Obviously, I live in Blackwater Village. The lots are pretty tight in there. Do you guys mind if I speak more generally, or do you want me to go down the line?
We'd prefer if you'd follow the 5 questions, statements that are contained within the criteria for the variance.
Yes.
Thank you.
For uniqueness of my property has been extremely difficult to build on and impacted very heavily from Blackwater Creek that runs alongside the outer edge connecting to the Indian River Bay. Our property is very close to the marsh, and the majority of the front of the property is in a flood zone. The ordinary high water line, as indicated by the soil scientist, forced the septic to be in the front right corner with an extremely long drain field to accommodate the narrowness of applicable area, and is on the front and side 10-foot setbacks. This, along with the flood zone running through the front of my property, forced my house to the back 10-foot property line. With only a minimum distance of 10 feet to my septic tank, because of this, I was forced to get a variance for my well and place it 100 feet from the septic tank in the back left corner, 1 foot from rear and side property lines. The difficulty with my property left us with almost no backyard. That's one of the most difficult reasons. And when we first purchased the lot, or prior to purchasing, we were told that the lot wasn't buildable. When we were looking to buy, we had contingencies in our contract for land, and we were told by probably 20 or 30 different soil scientists and septic designers that, you know, it wasn't buildable pretty much at all, and we ended up having to get someone with an extremely later date license that has more familiarity with newer techniques in order to make the lot buildable in its current condition. Just for the house, cannot otherwise be developed. My shed is 10 by 14. It was constructed with 2 double doors on the left side and 1 single door and windows on the front side. If the shed is relocated to the rear side 5-foot property lines, rear and side foot property lines, my single door would become completely unusable and the side double doors will make it nearly impossible to get a majority of my larger equipment, like a riding tractor and my kayak, in and out. Everyday tasks would become very difficult as a result of the shed being at the 5-foot property lines. The shed can't be rotated with the long side facing the street, or one of the doors would become inaccessible from my property and the shed would look abnormal facing a neighboring property. The shed remaining in its current condition would keep my property the most usable as well as aesthetic for the community. My builder was actually responsible for purchasing and installing the shed as part of my construction contract. My family and I were not there when the work was being done and when it was delivered. I myself was not familiar with the codes. Otherwise, I would have said something the day I, you know, saw it. Unfortunately, that's, you know, naiveness is part of myself, but I don't know, you know, enough to be familiar during the construction process. My wife and I, you know, we have a 11-month baby. My wife is back there with my son, and we're new parents, and, you know, during the construction phase, we were already pretty rushed when we were trying to get out of our house to get into a new house, and we just, you know, we didn't know enough to ask the right questions to the builder, I would say, with the delivery and installation. I've gotten quotes for relocating the shed, and the cheapest one I was able to find was $350, and they would need a shed mule to do it. So, you know, it could be done, but it would make the property more unusable than usable and less functional, and it would be a, you know, unnecessary cost as well to myself and work, you know, but it wasn't directly my installation, but I am the homeowner, so, you know, I am responsible. Number four, a large majority of the Blackwater Village has sheds of varying sizes and shapes and is considered extremely normal, and most properties have at least one shed located on the river property. Our shed matches the design and color scheme of our home and is very appealing and in good taste for the community. All three adjacent properties have signed a letter showing support for this variance application and see no concerns with the shed in its current location near the property lines. The president, as well as the director of Blackwater Village HOA, have signed letters approving of this variance application and believe it to be perfectly acceptable for the community. And then number five is the variance amount, which would be 4 feet, 4.7 feet, and the 2 feet 10 inches from the side.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd care to add?
Everybody knows building a home is difficult. This was a lot more than I thought I was going to get into. So it's, I appreciate any and all consideration from the board.
Thank you. Questions from any members of the board?
The pictures that you have here that looks like the property to the right, I guess,
from the road, you're talking about that property to the right?
Yeah, sort of with the yellow sheds. Is that the Klein's? Is that 302? Or is that 330?
The Klein's, if you're looking from the street at the front of my house, the Klein's are to the right. Bob McCann is on the rear of my property, and the corner property would be, I can't remember their last name off the top of my head, the other adjacent property that has signed.
So where it's located, it's sort of... is really closest to all three of those properties.
That's right. I wanted to make sure I had all their support before I even thought about filing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even thought of you know, applying. I just would have paid to move it.
Right. Where it sits sort of behind your house, I mean, if you moved it, where would you even
be? I wouldn't be able to access it. I would probably have to turn the shed completely 360 degrees and face it to the property behind me for the shed to become the most usable. And then I would still have to ride on their property potentially to get into the double doors, and the double doors would be inaccessible. Like, I don't even know how I would flip it to make it more usable, hopefully, you know. So I don't know if there's a perfect way because of the way the doors are. The doors were put that way by the builder to have it facing and sitting this way. So if it was reoriented, I guess at least some of the shed would become unusable.
Gotcha. Sir, where is your well located?
Back left corner, 1 foot from each property lines.
Okay. So you have double doors on the left side of the shed that you need in order to drive your tractor in to the shed.
Yes.
And presumably you're going to need a ramp too, so that's going to take up more space for a ramp. And if you moved it forward to be in compliance, then when you back out of your shed, you're going to be running into your house.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I understand now. All right. Thanks.
Mr. Satterfield, Who signed for the permit?
The building permit? I'm not sure. The county signed the permit, but the shed, unfortunately, there was no permit filed. I found that out later, and I filed for the permit myself for the shed. There was no permit. And I think part it was because they were rushing beyond belief to get me and my wife into the house because of the sale on our house. We pushed it out. We had increased the rental. We rented from the buyers of the house we sold. We rented from them for 60 days to already increase it to 90 days of a closing for us. And then the builder was behind on materials and was rushing. So I don't think it was a direct intention, but I do think a lot of mistakes were made, unfortunately.
And your HOA is okay?
Yes, a few of the board members are here, and they're in support of this application.
Thank you. Mr. Sharp?
You know, only one, I guess, is who is the builder that you had?
WN Builders.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else from the board? Anyone in the audience that is for or against? For?
We're for.
If you could keep your hands up if you're in support. Appears to be four, five, six. Do any of you wish to testify?
Seven.
Seven.
Can I make one comment or a man of order?
You can come to the podium, sir. You'd have to be sworn in.
Mr. Satterfield, you could just sit down for a moment while this gentleman testifies.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. My name is Gary Hornbacher. I live at 33800 Shawnee Road, Dagsboro, Delaware. I've lived there for 28 years. I beg your pardon, sir.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Four
yes,
doors.
I beg your pardon. And just an aside, I wasn't here to comment on this matter. I have served as a past president of the association for 9 years. And I just wanted to point out that we have had issues in the past, particularly with sheds and ancillary buildings, because typically of the small size of our lot and the issues we have being in a wooded community with septic fields. We have been approved for the Sussex County sewer. And just last week, I spoke with a Chris Callio, who told me that we are now at the point where the county is simply waiting for its FDA grant, that they're literally frozen until they know they have money. But from that point forward, we've got a 2-year window, and then we'll have working sewer in our system, in our community. And we have many, many individuals who have issues with the placement of sheds and ancillary buildings, everything like that. And once sewer comes, it's going to provide a multitude of avenues that they don't have right now. And I just, for individuals like them, even for this individual, I really hate to ask them to take time and spend lots of money to correct the situation now for maybe an interim measure when they're going to have a range of options, better options, just literally probably within the next 3 calendar years. Thank you if that helps.
Is there anyone here who's against the application? Operator?
At this time, there is someone on the line standing by.
Thank you. We'll close the hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I approve. I make a motion that we approve case number 12647 for Mr. Jason Satterfield. Due to the physical conditions and circumstances of the lot, it's hard to property has unique physical conditions that makes this difficult the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of developed or adjacent properties. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hasty?
Aye.
And aye too for those reasons, and so therefore the application has been approved on a 3-0 vote.
Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Case number 12.